Guys, welcome to The Seeking with me, Fabiola. Happy Sunday. Long time that I haven't recorded an episode. I've been in a season for sure, but I'm back. I'm happy. I'm joyful. Good things are coming. So for, let's record. Let's record. It's 10 a.m. in the UK and I'm recording because if I don't do it now, my life will take over. And I think it's time I'll start putting God first and this channel first. The topic for this episode, I was having a chat with one of my friends the other day, I think it was 2 weeks ago, and she said, this is the time in your life where it calls for seriousness. And I captured that word, seriousness, and I wanted to talk about being serious with God. You know, we have friends that are lukewarm Christians, or we have, or even ourselves, we're lukewarm, you know, it's like, life gets in the way, we're too busy, and then we forget about God. But I just want to bring you back. Let's forget about our busy schedules and let's bring you back. So our title for this episode is going to be ways to deepen your relationship with God. But let me start with prayers first. So Heavenly Father, I pray that the Holy Spirit speaks through me and speaks and guides someone. I also want to give glory to God because he has been a provider. He has been faithful. He has been there when the rest of the world leaves me behind. He's always there. He has been my rock, my fortress. He has been my anchor. You know, when life comes through my way, I anchor onto him and I fix my eyes on him. And it's not been a couple of past months has been a bit chaotic, but he has always come through. So Heavenly Father, I want to pray for everyone that's listening to this episode, that they will take something away from my journey with you or anything that relates to them. Heavenly Father, protect each individual. I want to pray for the world because it's forever toxic. And let us not fix our eyes on the world, but fix our eyes on you, Lord, because you are the provider and you are what matters at the end of the day. You're the one that wipes our tears. You're the one that doesn't leave us. You're the miracle. You're the way maker, miracle worker, and promise keeper, and that's who you are. So right, guys, amen. So right, let's get started. So if I was to say five ways to deepen your relationship with God, the first one is get to know who God is, you know, and by doing that, you will digest who he really is. And maybe you're asking yourself, how can I do that? Read the Bible. Get yourself a nice Bible, something that's simple for non-Christians, straight to the point where you get the message. Sometimes I have that Bible app. I use the Message instead of King James Version because I just want to get to the message. Like, what is the Bible saying? What is God trying to tell me? So that's number one. So digging deep into your Bible. Open your Bible app. Most of us, we wake up each day and straight away we're on TikTok, Facebook, WhatsApp to see what our friends are up to. How about we start opening the Bible app, but even waking up and not touching your phone and saying five things that you're grateful for. I've started being more grateful. So I'll be like, I'm grateful that I have a home, a roof over my head. I'm grateful for my family. I'm grateful for the small circle of friends that are, you know, rooting for me, not clapping at my downfall. I'm faithful for having a job. I'm faithful for being, people caring for me. I'm faithful for, you know, people listening to this episode, to my podcast, for following me, for reaching 100k on Instagram, which I never thought that could happen. So it's just waking up and shifting your energy from, you know, the negative things, because we go on TikTok and then we have all these depressing things that are going on and then we compare ourselves. Oh God, you know, that girl got the ring, or that guy's got the house, that guy's got the Ferrari. No. It's taking a step back and fixing your eyes on the good that you have. It might be small, that you might not have everything together right now, but that doesn't mean that you won't get there. You know, we look at someone that's 40 and he's got everything sorted. They've got the family, the kids, but you don't know how much that person had to endure to get to that point in life. You don't know how much tears and sweat he had have done. You don't know how much 4 a.m.'s wake up calls that man had to go through to get to where he is. We only look at the bigger picture, you know, they post everything. It looks amazing. And I want to refer back to, I think it was last week or the week, it was Valentine's Day. And I was like, damn, you know. I was looking at everyone's posts on TikTok and, you know, the flowers, the balloons and all of that. And I thought to myself, you know, it makes you feel rubbish about yourself. You know, if you're single, it makes you question like, oh my God, you know, like all these couples are happily in love. And it's a depressing day. But at the end of the day, I reflected and I said, no. Because love doesn't come from balloons. Love doesn't come from flowers. Love doesn't come from materialisms. Love doesn't come from the TikTok video that's trending. Love comes from God. God is love, you know? So I ended up opening the Bible and I thought, actually, love to me is God. So as long as he's happy with me and as long as he is providing and he is there for me through the trials and the turbulence, that's what love is about. Love is about someone not quitting on you. Love is about compromising. Love is about understanding other people's needs. And love is not selfish, you know? So I thought to myself, right, forget about the materialism and what's on TikTok and focus on what God is. And he is love. He provides for us, you know? There's no better. I don't think there's ever going to be a better love than his love. So two, spending time with God. And how do we spend time with God? By praying, by seeking, by asking. Matthew 7:7, ask, seek, and knock. If you don't ask, you don't get. If you don't seek, you also won't get. And if you don't knock at the door, then the door won't be open. So how can we pray? I try and pray, you know, I'm a Christian, but I'm not perfect. Some days I don't pray, you know. For example, yesterday I went out to socialize. I came back home. I was too tired. I didn't pray. Did I feel guilty? Yes, I did, because perhaps I should have prayed before I left. You know, made some time for him, but I was just too occupied. But by praying and listening to a sermon online or listening to a podcast episode or listening to your friends share their testimonies, that's what's going to build up your faith with God. I had a guy reach to me on TikTok this week. In fact, I want to share his testimony. He wrote to me out of the blue, and straight away the Holy Spirit said to me, he's going through a season, depression, questioning his worth, he's not in a good place. And I said to him, God loves you, because that's what I felt the Holy Spirit taught me to share that with him. I said, God loves you. God loves you, and God is going to provide for you. And he said to me, oh my God, how did you know that? And I said, I know that because the Holy Spirit speaks through me. You know, but I wouldn't have that relationship with the Holy Spirit if I didn't pray, if I didn't have my hours of worship. You know, when we seek the kingdom of God, we pray, we worship, we kneel down and we say, God, I'm going through this season, give me strength. I'm going through this season, which will need patience. Another thing that God will do, he will test you and test you and test you until you pass that lesson, whether that's with friends. So you might have three different type of friend, he will test you to see, did you pass that test? No, you didn't. Then he will send you another person, brand new person, a shiny person, a humble person, we might say. And then he's only doing what he needs to do, which is testing you. So will you fall, you know? Anyway, back to the guy. He said, then I asked him, I said, out of all your friends on TikTok, what made you reach out to me? And he said, let me read what he said. Hopefully TikTok won't. He literally said to me, I asked him, bear with me. He said, so I said to him, he said, I'm feeling a little bit better now. Thank you so much. So I said to him, why did you reach out to me? He said, I believe it's God who made me reach out to you. So I said, and there's no day that I have texted you without you responding back to me. From the bottom of my heart, I really do appreciate you a lot. Then he said, so I said to him, your eyes are fixed on things from the world. You know, things and people will let you down, but God won't let you down. And then he said, then I said to him, kindness is free. And he said, many may not understand that, but only few that God has sent will understand that. Then he said, thank you so much, and may you always be covered in the blood of in Jesus Christ's blood, you know. May God protect you and guide you. And that really touched me, because we live in a world where people are broken and they try and hide those feelings by perhaps socializing, by perhaps going out, by perhaps choosing the wrong path in life. I always said, in life you have two paths, the good and the bad, you know, which one will you take? And sometimes in life people take both paths, you know, and then they switch up. They choose, they say, actually, this is not for me. The drinking lifestyle is not for me. The doing drugs is not for me. My lifestyle, I want to give my life to God. And that's when God really comes in and touches your soul and changes your whole perspective. And the reason why I share that testimony of that guy, because he was really down. He was going through it and I could sense it. And I, just by me offering him a bit of advice, a bit of kindness, I changed his whole mood. Those thoughts were like slowly minimizing, because I said, actually, God loves you and God has a plan for you, you know, and he's going to come through. And if I wasn't who I am, if I wasn't fixing God, if I wasn't that strong, you know, he would have just said, oh, you know, you're lying to me. He wouldn't have believed me. He would have just said, okay, cool, bye, take care. But he knew that what word I was giving him, it didn't come from me. It came from the Alpha and Omega, from the higher God. So that's why I want to share that testimony. And number three, live out your love for God. Obey. Being obedient. That's a huge part of the Christian life. You know, if God says to you, take a right instead of a left turn, you take that right left, you take that right turn. You don't go to the left. Or when God says, this job is better suited for you, it might not be the money that you wish it was, but it's better suited for you because I can give you that promotion in a couple of months' time. You take that job. You don't fix your eyes on the money and materialism, because then you take that other job. Yeah, you get paid more, but are you actually happy? Are they actually going to promote you? No, they won't. No, they won't. So being obedient, you know, God said to me, you know, one thing, and I will share with you because it's funny, patience. I want everything now. And I've said it throughout the whole of my life. And he's still testing me. And sometimes I'm like, damn it, you know? And he's still testing me. Even to this day, he's still testing me. Because as soon as I master enjoying the waiting, instead of crying, instead of being anxious, instead of overthinking, instead of panicking, the day that I enjoy the waiting, boom, he's going to give it to me. He's going to go, right, now she's learned. Now she doesn't get anxious. Now she doesn't get weary. Now she doesn't get distracted. Now she doesn't get rushing things, you know. When we rush something, ask yourself, does it ever work? Does it ever come, you know, does it ever turn to be something good? No, because good things take time. Good things take being obedient, being patient, being understanding, compromising. That's what good things take time. Because if you have something now, if God gives you something, you know, you're praying, 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 here's your gift. Here you go. Then God is just going to say, she's got that gift. And because she's got that gift, she's going to forget me. And God is like, no, I always come first. So you continue to seek me and then the rest will fall into place. So number four, live out God's love for others. Serving God. And what do I mean by serving God? It's by being a kind Christian. It's by being a giving out love to others, you know. Someone said to me years ago, I would always have this remorse against people that did me wrong, you know, not hate, but you know, it's always at the back of my mind. I like bury it deep down in my mind, and then I'd be like, oh, you know, that person, blah blah blah. And then it got to a point, I think it was last year, I thought, you know what, there's no point. When I was going through my counseling, I thought, there's no point in me hating that person. Wish them the best. But from that end, you know, you stay over there and I'll stay here. But I wish you the best. I wish you no bad blood. I wish you the best. It's coming through. You know, this guy that reached out to me, he knows that I'm a kind-hearted person because I'm a giver. I give a lot. If I like you and you're my friend, I'm going to go above and beyond for you. Yes, it's in some seasons with past people got to the point where they took it all for advantage. You know, you swim oceans for people and they can't even drop puddles for you. So I've learned my lesson. I've minimized things. I set boundaries now. But I have a kind heart. And when you have a kind heart, that's what people see. When I walk into a place, people don't see my face, my hair, my eyelashes, my eyes, the way I look. They see a woman of God. And I always said, when I walk into a place, people shouldn't see me. They should see God first. There's a light within her. And there is a light within me that triggers other people. All my years, and I think I've accepted the fact that jealousy will never end in my life. There will always be woman jealous of me. There will always be man jealous because they can't have me and I would only have one guy. And I don't have accepted that, but I would always question myself and I would always say, oh, you know, why is this happening to me? You know, they send me bad energy, you know, blah, de, blah, de, blah. But now someone said to me, ask yourself, why are they sending that energy? Because there is something within you that they don't have. And you know what? It took me 29 years. This year, I've actually accepted that. I've accepted the fact that I'm never going to please everyone. I'm never going to... people will always be jealous of me. But that's fine. I will still love them, you know? But some people have to be kept at a distance. You know, love them from a distance. Send them love. Send them positive vibe. I have another friend who's always said to me, Fab, how can you let people dictate your emotions? You know, in an argument, someone would say something and then my whole day would be ruined. Now I wake up each day and I'm like, I blast music. I put worship songs. I sing. I dance in my room because that's what life is about. Don't take that negative and dwell in that negative because that's when the devil comes in throwing stones. You're not good enough. You're never going to get there. That person doesn't see your worth because you're worthless. No, no. Rejoice and sing loud and clear. Dance in your room. Go out there. Go for a coffee by yourself. You don't need other people. You have God. What more could you want? You have more than other people that don't seek the word of God. Number 5, enjoy the gifts he's given us, which links perfectly to having a gratitude, living with a gratitude heart. You know, this year I said, I'm going to be more gracious. I'm going to be more thankful for what I have, you know. There are still things, goals that I will achieve by the end of the year and I'll share them. But right now I'm going to be grateful for what I got. I got amazing parents. I got a small circle, people that care about me. I got an amazing Instagram family. I got an amazing TikTok family, people that support me when I'm on TikTok live. Because obviously I'm 110K on Instagram, so I'm forever grateful for that. But I want to start building up my TikTok account. I want to start putting things through on that. I want to help people. You know, I do like a relationship TED talk every Sunday, 3 to 4, where, you know, we're discussing things. What triggers the man? What triggers the woman? What can the man do to improve, to better themselves? What can the woman do to better themselves? And that's what I love. I am passionate about helping other people. And people say to me, I loved your TikTok live because I took something away. And if it's one person that I'm helping, then that makes me happy. I don't need 100K views. I don't need to all of that. You know, I'm thankful if it happens, but I'm happy that I have 5 people watching me right now. You know, I have some friends on TikTok that they get upset when they don't get like 20 people watching, viewing them during their TikTok live. But for me, I'm not seeing that as numbers. They're not numbers to me. They're people. People with feelings. People that have a story to share. And that's what life is about. Allowing other people. Being kind to them. You know? And yeah, these are the 5 ways that I have come up to deepen your relationship with God. And another one that has been going on for a while is... another topic that I quickly just want to touch up is worrying which I've done a previous episode about worrying before. But when you worry, you're allowing the enemy to come in. You're allowing the enemy to battle your mind and your thought, and that's when things can go wrong. So how can you battle the enemy? By prayer. Offer up your worries to God in prayer. Say, God, today I'm not having a good day. Today this person bothered me. God, take away this feeling. God, allow me to forgive this person. God, this person done me wrong, but I still want to pray for them, you know? That's what life is about. Not coming to God and saying, God, that person really annoyed me, therefore I want you to punish them. No, no, because that's not who we are made. We're childs of God. You know, we should show, wherever we go, we should show kindness. We should show up like he's there next to us. Because he might not be there as human, but he's there in spirit. And don't let God down, because when you let him down, you're letting yourself down. You know, when you choose to be a certain angry soul, an angry woman or an angry man, and have hate in your heart, you're not punishing God, you're punishing yourself, because you're blocking your blessings. You could be over there, but you're still here because you didn't learn the lesson. You could be promoted, but because you're jealous and malicious and you always have a plan to attack other poor people, then that's what life is about. Life will teach you, my friends. And that's where you got to learn the lessons. Let go. Let go of that burden. Give it to God. He will handle it. That's why he sent his only child to die for us. You know, he was taking the cross. And he died for our sins. And he died for everyone. So give something back. Choose kindness. You know, next time someone irritates you, next time someone treats you badly, treat them with love. Go and buy them a chocolate. You know, maybe someone's rude to you. Instead of being like, well, if she's rude to me, then I'm going to be rude to her. No. Buy that person a chocolate. I was in an old workplace last year. And I knew this specific person was malicious. And do you know what I did? I gave out kindness. Whenever I would work with this person, I would give them, whenever I knew we would work in the office the same days, so when I knew that I was in with her, do you know what I did? Instead of being cold, the old me would have been cold, kept quiet, ignore her, all of this and that. The new me, do you know what I did? There was a supermarket across the street. On my lunch break, I would buy her a piece of chocolate, and that way I'm choosing to be the better person, you know? I'm changing that whole, you know, that could have been an awkward situation in the office, you know? You know, just feeling, you know, not two people not liking each other. But I would get her a chocolate bar and then she will be happy. Oh, thank you so much. I've already changed that mood because of my kindness. And I'm putting it out there, you know? So kindness will come back to me. So as long as you fix your eyes on God, as long as you choose kindness, as long as you follow these five things that I've given to you, get to know God, spend time with God, live out your love of God, serve for God, pray, obey, and live with gratitude. That's what life is about, you know, having giving back. So yeah, guys, that's my little message for you today. I didn't want to make like a very long episode, because I thought keep it short and simple so people can understand, get the basics. But I hope that this episode resonates with someone will be blessed with it. And yeah, always choose God, always be faithful to him, always be a servant to him, because he loves you and he wants to work within you. But if you have a cold heart and you don't want to let anyone in because you're too guarded, you're blocking your blessings. You're not blocking anyone's blessing but yourself. Instead of being married at 30, that could be a delay to 40. Instead of having children at 40, that could be a delay of not having kids. So fix yourself on God and all will be yours. So thank you so much, guys. I hope you enjoy this episode. I hope it blesses many of you. Keep sharing, liking, Thank you for all the following on Instagram. I'm truly blessed. You can find me on TikTok as well. Let me just quickly go on it so you can get my username on TikTok. TikTok is more about me. So me and God and helping other people. So my TikTok name is Fabiola94. And you can find me there. And yeah, stay blessed. Honestly, I'm truly blessed. God has come through. I'm going to give a testimony next month because I feel like it's the right time next month. That's what I feel with the Holy Spirit. And I'm going to have the best testimony, one of the best ones. When God said he will definitely provide to my needs, he definitely provided to my needs. So stay blessed, guys. Keep safe. Keep seeking God. And yeah, God bless you all. Take care. Thank you so much. I'll be back next month. My routine, I'm a little bit hectic at the moment because I'm doing too many things at once, but I would always put God first. So stay blessed, take care, happy Sunday, and yeah, continue glowing and smashing life. Take care. Thank you so much.